Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. Leading off today, Spotify is set to increase the price of its popular audio service in several key markets for the second time in a year. Bloomberg reports that Spotify will increase prices by about $1 to $2 a month in five markets by the end of April, including the UK, Australia, and Pakistan. The price change will then come to the United States later this year. Bloomberg explains that the higher prices will help cover the cost of audiobooks, a new service introduced on Spotify last year. Spotify offers customers up to 15 hours of audiobook listening every month as part of their paid subscription. But in addition to raising prices on that plan, its most popular plan, Spotify is also planning to introduce a new basic tier that will offer customers podcasts and music, but without the added bonus of audiobooks. So if you do nothing and stay on your current Spotify plan, your price will increase by $1 to $2 a month, or you can switch to this new basic tier when it becomes available and keep paying the same $11 that you pay now. Spotify costs $10 a month from 2011 to 2023. Then in 2023, it increased the price to $10.99, and now it's going up a little bit more unless you switch to that new yet-to-be-announced basic plan. In other news today, in February, images of unreleased Beats Solo 4 headphones were revealed thanks to the iOS 17.4 beta. While that original leak offered details on a few different features of Beats Solo 4, such as a switch to USB-C for charging and spatial audio capabilities, 9to5 Mac has now received the full rundown on everything you need to know about Beats Solo 4. As a refresher, the Beats Solo 4 are expected to be similar in design to the Solo 3, and they will represent the first update to the Solo line of headphones since September of 2016. The new Beats Solo 4 will upgrade the spatial audio experience with dynamic head tracking support. We can also expect general improvements in sound thanks to an upgraded system of drivers and rebalanced acoustics. Solo 4 headphones will also retain the 3.5mm audio jack for lossless audio. Battery life will increase by 10 hours compared to the Solo 3, bringing the total up to 50 hours. Fast fuel recharging for just 10 minutes will deliver up to 5 hours of battery life. Beats is also bringing one-touch pairing support to Android and Find My integration for iCloud devices. In terms of comfort, Beats says the Solo 4 will use so-called ultra-plush ear cushions, and there will be other technical upgrades like Bluetooth 5.3 support, improved call quality, upgraded beam foaming microphones, and the same compact foldable design and included carrying case. While Beats and Apple have yet to officially announce the Solo 4, we're told that they will launch on May 2nd for $199, which means you'll get all of these improvements at the same price as the Beats Solo 3, which again were first released in 2016. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. With Capital One Shopping, you can shop online and save in seconds. Capital One Shopping users saved over $800 million in the past year and over $2 billion in total. With an easy Safari extension that can be installed with a single click, Capital One Shopping applies the best available discount code across over 100,000 retailer websites. Start saving today and add the Safari extension or Chrome extension to your browser with a single click at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Capital One Shopping for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Rounding out today, now that Apple Car is officially dead and the Vision Pro is out in the real world, Apple investors have been wanting to know what's next. What's the next big thing for Apple, the next big project that will drive revenue? Well, according to a new story by Mark Gurman at Bloomberg, Apple is betting at least in part on robotics. The story says that engineers at Apple have been exploring a mobile robot that can follow users around their homes. The company is also developing an advanced tabletop smart home device that uses robotics to move that display around. The tabletop robotics display is much further along than the mobile robot, but it's been added and removed from Apple's product roadmap over the years. The tabletop robotics project first excited Apple executives a few years ago during a demo, when the idea was to have the display mimic the head movements, such as nodding, of a person on a FaceTime call. It would also, according to Bloomberg, have features to precisely lock on to a single person among a crowd during a video call. It essentially sounds like an iPad strapped to a robotic arm to follow you around and make FaceTime completely hands-free. But the more ambitious project is what Bloomberg describes as a mobile robot that can follow users around their house. Apple's original concept for this robot was a device that could navigate entirely on its own without human intervention, and Bloomberg says that one of the, quote, pie-in-the-sky ideas within Apple was having it be able to handle chores, like cleaning dishes in a sink. Unsurprisingly, Bloomberg says that this would require overcoming extraordinarily difficult engineering challenges, and is something that's unlikely this decade. The story explains that before the electric car project was canceled, Apple told its top executives that the company's future revolved around three areas: automotive, the home, and mixed reality. Presumably, this newfound focus on robotics is Apple's attempt to replace the automotive future with something else. Whether or not Apple actually ends up shipping any of the ideas described in this Bloomberg report remains to be seen. Ultimately, this is just an example of the variety of different teams and projects inside Apple, many of which are considered, again, pie-in-the-sky ideas that may or likely won't ever actually see the light of day. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. All of the latest Apple news is available on 9to5mac.com. Find me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.